This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
Joining us on our SDCCU fan hotline, executive producer from that new documentary about Aaron Hernandez, Killer Inside the Mind of Aaron Hernandez, Kevin Armstrong, with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Kevin, appreciate you spending some time with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, as I said, you know, I have another job in television, so I know that collecting video, just going through it all, putting it together is not an easy job. Tell me just about the process of making this documentary on Aaron Hernandez and what it kind of took to get this all together.
Yeah, really a collaborative team effort, you know, between Blackfin, a production company in New York, Dan Wetzel and I, obviously writers by trade, and Gino McDermott, the director, and the guys with Rock, Paper, Scissors also, just culling through a lot of video. I mean, there's some rabbit holes. I covered the case from the day Aaron was a suspect. I also covered the NFL. So, you know, I was at the Super Bowl covering him when he played against the Giants, scored a touchdown against Brady. And, you know, there's just an amazing, there are some videos that we have in there, you know, dating back to high school. And even when he makes the Super Bowl, you know, there's a celebration at his mother's school for him and everything. And yeah, I really think that it's some of those, you know, older clips that, you know, we got from either friends or family and different people we spoke to that really breathe life into the story.
One thing you guys did that I really liked is that you also spotlighted Odin Lloyd. And I think that is one aspect of the situation that kind of got lost. I mean, you just heard, oh, well, Aaron Hernandez killed this guy, Odin Lloyd, and we didn't really know what kind of person Odin Lloyd was, and by all accounts, a really great man lost his life that night.
Yeah, and that was imperative to me. You know, from when I first started covering a case, you know, I went down to Faison Street. 10 Faison Street is, you know, a block in the Dorchester section of Boston, and that was an incredible story in its own right. Odin was, you know, kind of the man of his house. He had a mother, he had sisters, he was hardworking, you know, a blue collar labor guy, and playing semi-pro football on the side just as, you know, kind of a release for him and everything. And that's who Aaron Hernandez killed. You know, this is the $40 million patriot, you know, putting 6 bullets into a immigrant from, you know, a neighborhood that, you know, was just trying to get by at that time.
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking to the neighbors and everything, that really came to light right away.
Kevin, legally, what's involved in obtaining, for instance, all the recordings that, you know, the prison recordings or the phone calls that Aaron Hernandez had with his fiance and his mom, and you hear the little girl, the process that kind of goes through to acquire some of that video?
Yeah, the Freedom of Information Act is your friend. You know, we put in a request immediately, you know, after the suicide, and even before then, you know, just trying to understand what his life was like. You know, a lot of the times the authorities, the state, won't release things while they're still incarcerated or being held. So, you know, it was a waiting game, and I think you've heard some of them, and the conversation he has with his agent in the documentary.
Yeah.
He's joking that, you know, I need a Nike swoosh on my orange jumpsuit. And the agent kind of laughs it off and he goes, well, you know, how about Smith and Wesson? I mean, you know, these are comments and thoughts unfiltered that Hernandez is giving in a way that you would never even get that in a, you know, 20 hour sit down interview with him. Obviously there's never going to be a definitive interview with Aaron, but these phone calls really bring you into his circle tension with his mother, you know, back and forth with his fiance, his brother, agent. You know, these are the most personal conversations that he was having, and they were all available to us.
We are talking to Kevin Armstrong, executive producer for Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. It is a documentary on Netflix right now. I mean, it's the number one trending thing on Twitter. That's got to make you guys feel good. But, you know, when you immerse yourself, Kevin, in something like this, a story like this, I can imagine that it gets pretty heavy. I can imagine that you're left feeling emotional. I was emotional watching about 30 seconds into it when he's talking to his daughter from prison. I'm a father. My son's about to turn 2 years old. It ripped my soul out. It really did. And listen, I know that's the point of what you guys are trying to do, make an emotional connection. So well done there. But I did want to ask you, when you have immersed yourself in this and you kind of learn more and more, why did he do that? Like, was it to show off? Was it, like, in your opinion, you're just kind of dime store psychiatry. Was he just trying to be a hard ass? Was he wanting to see what he could get away with? What really was it?
Yeah, you know, naturally it's a cocktail. There was a confluence of events and everything, but the real turn, if you speak to people, you know, I mean, he was 23 when he was arrested. So this wasn't a guy who, you know, had a full 40 years
right.
of life experience and everything. You know, he loses his father, you know, at about 16 or so. And a lot of people said there was a switch there, you know, like even at the funeral, you know, they just noticed that he was very, you know, stoic and cold, and it was a different Aaron than the kind of happy-go-lucky kid that, you know, they grew up with and whatnot. So, you know, that's the real pivot. I think that, you know, from that point, there's a ton of things. He goes down to Florida, ultra-competitive atmosphere, you know, a lot of stuff going on in Gainesville at that time. You know, he gets to the Patriots. He never really leaves the New England area. So, you know, the seedier elements of back home can kind of follow through, and he has easy access to some of that stuff. So I think it just continued to build. You know, I think the father's death was a major event. And I think that, you know, he was presented a lot of forks in the road. And I will say he took the wrong one just about every time.
Wow.
You know, in terms of the decision making.
Kevin, you did have, at least I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I watched the first episode yesterday. You have some former Patriots players on there, you know, giving their thoughts. But the organization itself, I mean, did they try to stand in the way? We know what the Patriots are generally like when it comes to to media and, you know, their reluctance to say much, certainly with Bill Belichick. Did they try to stand in the way, make things difficult at all, just not cooperate? What was the level of involvement with the actual organization?
Yeah, you know, having covered them as a newspaper reporter, and Dan has done the same in terms of with Yahoo Sports and everything, you kind of know the culture, and you just know how limited everything is going to be with the Patriots. And obviously Hernandez, you know, the day he was arrested, you know, the Patriots put out a statement. I think it was within like 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, like they wasted no time trying to dissociate themselves from him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was, we even represented in the film, you know, Brady and Tebow and Gronk, you know, it's almost comical at some point in terms of just how quickly everything was, you know, like, yeah, you know, Hernandez is in the past. We're not discussing that.
No, we're moving on. Don't remember the guy.
Yeah,
we're, sorry.
Yeah,
we're moving on.
Yep.
No,
it's crazy.
Not sure who you're talking about.
And that's the culture, you know, like it was no different. If anything, it was on hyperspeed. I wouldn't say that they tried to disrupt our, you know, reporting or anything like that. I certainly didn't experience that, but you know, I know the wall that they put up, and I know, you know, I've gotten behind the wall before. I've, you know, been, I've had issues with them in terms of access and whatnot, but, by no means do I think they disrupted, you know, what we were trying to put together here.
We are talking to Kevin Armstrong, executive producer for Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. It's a documentary. It's on Netflix. It is blowing up. I mean, it's the number one trending thing on Twitter right now, and it's really well done. I made it through 1.5 yesterday, and it wasn't for lack of compellingness. It was I wanted to savor it. Like, I didn't want it to end. I'm going to
speed through it.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm going to stretch this out a little bit. I did one thing that happened, and I was talking to our assistant producer, played college football. I had a feeling when I was watching it. I felt a little bit dirty, Kevin, for loving college football the way that I do. I really did. And you guys did a really good job at presenting just kind of how crazy it is in college football. In your opinion, obviously the passing of his father was a very tough day, but a lot of people lose their parents at a young age and they don't do the things that he did. When he got to Florida, was that when he really started to see, yeah, I can pretty much do whatever I want and get away with it? Because you talked to the kid from BC and all the guys were getting shots of Toradol and it's a big corporation. That to me was eye-opening and it really made me feel dirty for loving college football.
Yeah, you know, everybody had a great Monday night, right?
Of course.
LSU and Clemson.
Well,
I
bet Clemson, so not really. Right. It wasn't really right. That great for me.
There you go. You're on the losing end.
Yes.
Yeah, the pageantry is beautiful. I've been everywhere. I've seen Tuscaloosa. I've seen Baton Rouge. You know, I've been to these stadiums. You know, it's great. You know, like 10-year-old Kevin Armstrong loves it, you know, in terms of just, you know, this is what you sit down on in Saturday's America and watch,
yeah,
and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been exposed. I've seen a little bit of everything, you know, whether it's the NCAA with the, you know, arcane rules and, you know, you look at the bonuses that the coaches are getting this weekend, you know, and, you know, Odell Beckham's getting criticized for handing out the cash to the LSU kids,
right,
and whatnot. Could have been a little more discreet, but yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, you know, Chris Borland has a great line in the doc where he says, you know, all the things that Wisconsin will do just to beat Northwestern on Saturday.
Right.
And it's absolutely true. Are there, you know, programs that are doing it right? I've always been on the, you know, I don't think there are black hats and white hats as everybody thinks there is. I think it's all gray and everybody's doing a little bit of something, you know, whether it's, you know, the recruiting and that end or the shooting guys up and trying to keep them on the field and whatnot. So you just have to understand that that's part of the system. And if it's going to continue to be the way that it wants to be professionalized, and it is, and it's going to have all the trappings that come with that. And I think Aaron Hernandez's Florida experience in many ways represents that experience for the top kid in college football these days.
Kevin, it is incredibly compelling. Well done by everyone involved on the documentary. If anyone hasn't checked it out yet, available on Netflix now. I really appreciate it. Thanks for breaking it down a little bit and going behind the scenes with us.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Kevin Armstrong, NFL writer, executive producer for The Killer Inside, the mind of Aaron Hernandez.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.